This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Program Jennifer off in this hour. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen as well. And all of you along, taking it easy as we're into the summertime. Recently, somebody who is a friend I hadn't heard from for 40 years contacted me on Facebook and asked how I was doing. And I said, really great, thanks. How are you doing? He said, I'm just taking it easy for the next 8 years until I retire. I thought to myself, what a horrible way to live your life. Unbelievable. I've been paying more attention. I'm more curmudgeon-y, as Victoria can tell you, and Kara, about Facebook, because they made it very difficult to maneuver around, because I have three or four different pages that I supposedly, what do they call them, administrator. I'm an administrator of three or four different pages. I can't get them coordinated like I used to.
Mess?
Yeah, still a mess. Mm. So I was, I made a comment. There was a post on why we are still in Afghanistan on Facebook. The fact that we have our soldiers there protecting the Taliban, the poppy fields, and the opium and stuff is just, for me, it's insanity and has always been since, you know, we had the whole fiasco about where was bin Laden, and why don't we go get him, and then we went to Iraq, and all that nonsense. So somebody, there's a Facebook group called Cranky Old Men. The guy suggested that I should join. And I thought of Victoria when Captain Curmudgeon, there isn't a Captain Curmudgeon group, but I suppose Cranky Old Men is close to that. What do you think? Yes, Victoria?
Yeah, why not? It? Yeah. You could find that those are your people, you know? That could be your new tribe.
Really? Well, thank you. That's so sweet of you to note that. All right, so what are we starting with, Victoria? What's cooking?
Well, okay, so we've got an update on a story that we talked about earlier this week. Do you remember the girl, the woman who was in the, which now turns out to be a Walmart, she licked the ice cream and then put it back on the shelf? Okay, so
yes.
The ice cream licker, this has become a national story. This is not going away anytime soon. They have surveillance video that, she basically opened a half-gallon tub of Bluebell ice cream that does not have the plastic seal
which
on it.
Which is horrible ice cream to begin with.
Yeah. So her boyfriend filmed her licking it and then putting it back on the shelf. And so Bluebell, they started working with police and to identify what was surrounding this woman in the video. They narrowed it down to Lufkin, Texas, and it's at a Walmart. And so Texas police believe that they know her identity. They have her on surveillance video walking out of the Walmart with her boyfriend along with their groceries and whatever else they bought. They believe that they know who she is, but they're doing some more investigation. And it turns out she could face up to 20 years in jail for this.
Wow.
Because
really?
They say tampering with a consumer product is a second-degree felony. It carries a punishment range of 2 to 20 years. And so now the police department in Texas is also consulting with the FDA, and federal charges may also be pending for this ice cream licker. And Bluebell, of course, as soon as they found out what happened, they pulled all of the half-gallon containers from the shelf just to be safe in case...
At that store, yes.
Yeah. So everything has been pulled from the shelf. And they obviously... It's what started, what obviously was meant to be a stupid prank could now, this has been, heard the video of her doing this has been viewed almost 20 million times.
But
it also carries a pretty hefty fine. It's over a $10,000 fine.
How old is this person?
They don't know. They haven't said. They believe they know. She looks young. They believe they know her identity, but they're
And you said it was just a kind of prank.
Oh, yeah. It was just a stupid video.
It feels like it should be some kind of warning, because who knows when you do something stupid like that, that it's going to carry a sentence of 2 to 20 years. You would never guess that. And then what is putting someone like that in jail for 2 years going to do?
Nothing.
Like, ruin her life, and then she's going to come out and do what? Not get a job.
How many of us grew up prankless? How many of us never pulled something stupid like this and either got away with it? The only difference between the era when I was a kid doing stupid stuff and now is that stupid stuff gets recorded by stupid people who think it's funny, or then they post it and it goes viral. And
The boyfriend who filmed her, they're also going to arrest him as an accomplice to a felony. But Kara's right. If she gets convicted of this on federal charges, she is a felon. So for the rest of her life, she has to be labeled a felon.
Drug dealers and other people that are really committing offenses or getting away with it. This is foolishness.
But I do agree with Kara. This really does need to be, an example needs to be made on some level, because kids, you see kids on YouTube doing like the Tide Pod challenge and all that kind of stuff, and all it takes, I'm sure many people have done things like this. Hers just happened to go viral. But I think it does need to be a warning for other kids not to try stupid stuff, because there are real consequences.
Yep. All right, so let's move on. There's a number of people in the news today, and I want to tell a few stories, starting with the son of the late crocodile hunter. Remember Steve Irwin?
Mm-hmm.
And what his son, I'm nosing around Facebook at the moment. I want to talk about what I see posted there right after these words here on today's DJV program.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. Eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, it is the DJV program, 17 after the hour. So I was looking on, I do from time to time while we're on the air, look at Facebook, and I post a few things and have back and forth conversations with people about some things. And this is a this is one of those iconic pictures of Robert Irwin, Steve Irwin's son. He posted, there's a picture of him feeding a crocodile. It was taken 15 years ago. And then he posts one that was taken yesterday, and it's the same crocodile, and he's feeding him the same way. You see this? If you go to Facebook and just log on to Steve Irwin, I'm sorry, Robert Irwin, you'll see the pictures. I just find stuff like that interesting. There's nothing compelling about it other than...
Well, I think it's compelling for
wants
people
to be with an alligator.
Yeah. A lot of people grew up with Steve Irwin. Anyone who is my age, they have the most amazing memories of him. I mean, I remember when I was in elementary school and everyone would give out Valentines to everybody else in the class, and I had Steve Irwin ones. That had really corny puns about animals and stuff like that. But the whole family is amazing, and they still run this wildlife sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, he's...
Vindy's awesome, but his daughter.
Yeah, they're both great, and, I mean, they were only little kids when he died, but they've really carried on his memory and done a lot of amazing things. And they've both made names for themselves, too. Robert Irwin's been on... I know you don't love Jimmy Fallon, but he's been on his show a few times with wild animals, kind of showing them off and telling people about them. So he seems like he's really got his life together. He seems like a nice guy.
Good for him. Yeah, just thought it was interesting. The story of Representative Justin Amash, I hope you pronounce his name, A-M-A-S-H, who has quit the Republican Party, said that he's disenchanted with party politics. He's going to stay in Congress, but he's going to be an independent. Represents Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, made the announcement yesterday, called for others to join him, believing we can do better than the two-party system. I'm with him on that. I think the two-party system, as demonstrated by what's going on right now, his time has come
so
and gone.
So polarizing.
Yep. Yeah. Need to have, like the British, most of the European countries have a number of parties, and they all try to work together. They certainly do it better than we do. Congressman Amash said a few months ago that after reading the redacted Mueller report, he believes Trump engaged in specific actions and a pattern of behavior that meet the threshold for impeachment. That didn't make him very popular with hardcore Republicans. He went on to criticize partisanship, saying that when political loyalty is prioritized above the Constitution, the foundation of liberty crumbles. Is that an appropriate statement for the 4th of July? I guess it is.
I think so.
Some value for it. Speaking of that, here's this would be a reason for me not to be a Republican. Steve King, the congressman from Iowa, who has been tossed out of his House committee assignments because of his white nationalist rhetoric, looks as stupid as he is on Twitter, apparently. He got somebody... went after him because of his white supremacist leanings, and then somebody else posted something that he responded to suggesting that he drinks pee. So here's another genius.
Are those two things typically associated?
Right? I don't get it, but...
But anyway, El Chapo! He's not getting a new trial! Damn it! The judge denied Joaquin Guzman Laura a new trial. The trial ended in February, remember? Convicted of murder, conspiracy, drug trafficking, all those good things.
Oh, yeah.
His attorneys asked for a new trial on the basis of a Vice News article that included an interview with an anonymous juror. Juror said several fellow jurors violated the judge's orders by allowing the case, by following the case in the news media. You know, you think this guy's going to get a new trial? The judge said an average jury would have convicted Guzman because of the amount of evidence. Duh. You think so?
Yeah, the news media didn't brainwash the jurors. My gosh.
This guy. Why is he still alive? Somebody should have taken care of him a while ago. 21. What?
They've had him locked in a closet. No one can get to him.
21 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
De nos amours, que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours?
Why do I have to pronounce it? She doesn't.
Girl, like torturing you.
Yeah. French lessons. Try to get me to pronounce the new song from Chrissy Hynde. She's got a jazzy take on this French song. Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Ha, 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 ha. This is a song that comes from 1942. Why is she doing this? What? This is not her style normally. What's the deal? We have three new songs we're going to focus on here in our song and music time together in this hour. So what's the reason for this? Anybody know why?
She's just doing a jazz-inspired cover album. So she's
no one
doing...
would expect that from her.
Right. And so she said she's always loved jazz, and so that's why she's done it. The first song that we played off this album a few weeks ago, we all hated. But this one, I think her voice actually sounds really nice on.
She's got a nice voice, but it doesn't seem like it's Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah.
The Pretenders sounded nothing like this. Un petit village, un petit village, un village, un village, un paysage. Okay. Next song, next new music, comes from Robin Thicke, who has put himself in a good place on the R&B charts again. Fifth number one on the adult R&B song chart list. That's what love can do. To me, or does it sound like... Sounds like Chrissy Hynde to me.
I'm glad he's gone back to this, because when he went to do like Blurred Lines and it was kind of, I don't even know what genre that is, but
yeah.
I don't know. I like his R&B kind of smooth stuff a bit more.
Yeah. This kind of has like an old school sound to it as well.
A bad R&B for a white guy.
For a white, nerdy Canadian, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, next on the list of new tunes for us to scrutinize, Billy Gibbons has a new project, the Whisker Brothers, crossing paths as they did. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top in 2013, and Tim Montana from Nashville bonded over blues rock, beards, and barbecue. They decided to combine all three with a new song called Good Old Barbecue. Their first release under the name of the Whisker Brothers. All right, crank this up for a second. Come get some goodness in your gut. Time to get good old barbecue. Couple of guys. They probably can get away with this. The song captures the Americana allure of fellowship and food, which this world could use some more of, says Tim Montana. And nothing celebrates the nation's independence like getting together with friends and family. That's what's coming off the queue. It keeps everybody smiling. The cue is the barbecue he's talking about. Good old barbecue appears on a new EP by the Whisker Brothers, a loosely food-focused project that also includes the songs Rock-a-mole.
Rock-a-mole. Yeah. Like guacamole? It's rock-a-mole.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Rock-a-mole. Okay. He could have put an accent of goo over the E and then I wouldn't have screwed it up.
Now you know French.
Another one, right, yeah, that's true. You're having fun with this, aren't you? She's
yes.
having a good time with this.
I am.
Right. Also included in the CP is called, a song called The Sauce is Hot, which is a nod to Gibbons and Montana's latest venture. They got their own hot sauce called Whisker Bomb. Now that has to be a take and a half. There you go, Whisker Bomb. Help yourself to that. Good old Whisker.
That sauce is hot.
Yeah, that sauce is hot. 28 after the hour on the Hot DJV program.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In London, Britain's ambassador to the United States described the Trump administration as diplomatically clumsy and inept, and he said he doubted it would become substantially more normal, quoting to a leaked diplomatic cable published, quoting to a leaked diplomatic cable. The memo was one of several leaked documents published by the Mail newspaper in which Ambassador Kim Darroch made highly negative statements about the government of Britain's closest ally. He also said, "We don't believe this administration is going to become any more normal, less dysfunctional, less unpredictable, less faction-driven, less diplomatically clumsy, and less inept." When asked about the leaked cables, President Donald Trump told reporters that Darroch has not served the UK well. The United States and the UK enjoy what each other describe as a special relationship that has held strong since World War II. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
DJV with protein for your brain. How do you like that? Lots of people tune in to find out what's going on. New things for the listeners all the time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Did I say that already? I guess I did, didn't I? So a couple of international news of the world focus that we have. We have a focus on what's going on around the corner, up the street, around your county, around the state, around the country, around the world. A couple of things from Iran. The British Royal Marines have stormed an Iranian ship believed to be carrying oil to Syria, violation of the European Union sanctions. You know, we have our sanctions, but the Europeans have theirs on Syria and Iran. The acting foreign minister of Spain said the U.S. had asked the U.K. to intercept the ship, and that they did, and they found them breaking the rules. So that's I think what you come to expect. The leaders of Iran are no good. Lots of activity with some of the Iranian groups outside of the country that are trying to overthrow, not necessarily the government, but trying to get rid of the Ayatollah. That's pretty. And here's the reason. Here's another reason. under Iranian law, women can't perform solo concerts, though women do play in ensemble bands. Listen to this. So the soul singer Joss Stone, do you know her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was big back in, I want to say, maybe like early to mid-2000s.
Right. So she's been deported from Iran this week. As part of a worldwide concert tour, she came to town. She was going to perform. Well, they said she was going to perform, but she said she didn't plan to perform there. She was posting on Instagram an appearance in a video wearing a white headscarf saying, well, we got to Iran, we got detained, and then we got deported. Solo performances, they say, by women are illegal there. She came as a tourist. She wanted to see Iran. She wasn't going to perform at all. But she's been blacklisted because they believe that she might have tried to perform in public. Do you realize what you're dealing with here with these people? This kind of stuff? She's on a blacklist.
What kind of an idiot wants to be a tourist in Iran right now? An American tourist going to Iran?
She's an English tourist, but same, you know.
Oh, that's right. She's English. Yeah, that's right. But still, why would you do that? She's lucky she got out. I think she's lucky that all she got was deported.
Yeah. but that's the other side. I mean, that's part of the story, I guess. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about it that way. I'm glad you gave it that twist. I was just thinking.
But also
about
bizarre,
him,
yes.
How
that,
intolerant.
That women can't even perform there by
can't
themselves.
Can't perform, right. Yeah, exactly. That was the point. In, let's see, people in the news department, European Parliament has elected David Sassoli. How you pronounce his name? Are you giving me pronunciation lessons in French, Kara? You want to give me some Italian lessons as well? This guy is a big-time socialist, new president of the European Parliament. He beat out three other candidates. A couple of rounds of voting by members of the European Parliament got 345 votes out of 667. He replaces a former army officer named Antonio Tajani, who will serve in the position for 2.5 years. His first speech, he touched on various topics, including fighting the virus of extreme nationalism in Europe. Yeah, okay. So he wants to have more, sounds like some of the characters here in our country. Let's bring in more of these people coming across the border. We were talking earlier about the problems of having folks coming across our border who aren't invited and aren't really doing it the right way and why it should be our problem. And some of the people in England and England for sure because of what happened at Brexit. But, you know, it's disrupting the entire continent. All the unrest in the Middle East just continues to disrupt not only the continental, but everywhere. The world is upset and disrupted because of what's going on in the Middle East. And the Iranian is, that's just another piece of the mess that's there. And you know what it's all about? Back to oil. Again, even though we are oil independent, that doesn't mean the rest of the world isn't. And as OPEC makes a deal with the Russians, I don't know how many people knew this happened this week, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and a Russian-led group of 10 non-OPEC countries signing a long-term cooperation deal aimed at preventing crude oil inventory buildup, basically trying to stick it to the U.S. That's really what this is all about. They agreed to roll over a previous deal to curb oil production by cutting a combined 1.2 million barrels a day for 9 months. Group said it agreed to the rollover in view of the underlying large uncertainties and potential implications of the global oil market. Again, because we've become independent, a lot of people have mixed feelings about Obama. I'm like a lot of other people. Some good things came out of the administration, as was the case with most. They're not all bad, and they're not all good. One of the things that I think came from the leadership of Obama's team was making us oil independent. It's a long time coming. Reagan's tried to do it, and I don't know why it didn't work. But they tell OPEC to stick it in their ear. All right, ready? Let's give the American salute, the good old American 4th of July salute to OPEC. You ready? 1, 2, 3. There you go. Up the Mississippi by the old mill stream. Man, what a bunch of arrogance. The U.S. is one of the world's top offenders when it comes to the creation of solid waste. Duh. What, this is news? This is a new study, supposedly, found U.S. produces 12% of global municipal solid waste. Didn't we talk about this 3 or 4 weeks ago, Victoria?
Seems to me I don't think so.
Story. No? I thought we did for some
No, this doesn't sound familiar to me at all.
Really? All right. Well, is it a surprise? It may not sound familiar, but is it a surprise?
No, of course not.
We are a healthy nation. We use and overuse things. We abuse the privilege of being an advanced nation. We don't take care. We ought to take care, because if we don't take care, we may enjoy all of the privileges that come with having a lot. But when it comes to what do we do with this stuff afterwards, we haven't begun to see what its impact is on our lives ahead. So anyway, this is something that, and I don't set points of saying, oh, those nasty Americans. No, but do something about it, for God's sakes. Easy enough to do. Back to Iran for a moment. They are threatening to enrich uranium. Here we go again. The president, who seems to be on again, off again, hot again, cold again, says his country will begin to enrich uranium in any amount that it wants, after it said it had blown past the uranium stockpile limits established by the nuclear deal of 2015. And we withdrew from it because they weren't, according to the administration, living up to their end of the bargain? Is that
well, it depends on who you ask. Trump wanted to get out of it because Obama did the deal. So that was pretty clear from the very beginning of his campaign. So he said, oh, it's a horrible deal. Well, you know what?
I think he poked a bear.
Now things are a lot worse. And so it's just, I don't know. I think it was a huge mistake to get out of that deal without replacing it with something else. But we just pulled the chute, and that's it. And now look what's happening. Now they're angry, and they're defiant, and they're going to keep saying, we're going to do whatever we want. So that's it. I don't think they'd even come to the table with a new agreement at this point.
Well, it's not a good situation.
Sometimes it's better to let sleeping dogs lie. Sometimes it's just better. I don't know. I totally disagreed with him pulling out of that deal.
All right, here's one other item. New Mexico Senator Tom Udall, son of the Stuart Udall. His father was a long-term senator. Introducing new legislation pushed the U.S. toward getting half of its power from renewable energy. It's a pretty good idea. Renewable Electricity Standard Act requires states to get more of their energy from renewable sources every year so that it reaches 50% renewable power, our country does, by 2035.
Yeah. That's a very realistic goal.
Yeah.
That's not hard to achieve.
A lot of solar, wind energy, that
exactly.
kind of stuff. Yeah. Yep. 29 states and Washington plan to meet stricter standards as of April of this year. 8 states in D.C. have met the threshold. 60% renewable power is what they are trying to achieve. And so policy cuts emissions by 50%. That's a good goal as well.
Yeah, it's created so many jobs, and it's helped our bottom line. And reverting back to coal, which is an industry that is long gone, it's not coming back. And no matter how many politicians say, "Oh, we want to bring back coal," it's not coming back. And there's no reason to bring it back other than political motivations.
In a moment, we'll go north to Alaska after a word or two on the DJV program.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
This program in part fueled by Valero. Top-tier certified quality fuel from Valero keeps engines running cleaner, better, and longer. They seem to be in an oil mode and a fuel mode and sustenance mode and environmental mode. So here's one, a new study suggesting that we could save ourselves from the worst ravages of climate change by planting a forest nearly double the size of the area of the U.S. How about that? This is a Swiss study published this week in the journal Science. First study undertaken to map the areas where trees can flourish despite rising temperatures and calculate how much carbon they could store through photosynthesis. Concludes that a global reforestation effort, planting trees on 6.9 million square miles, not utilized for anything right now, could produce forests capable of storing 205 tons of carbon, which is roughly two-thirds of the excess carbon human beings have added to the atmosphere.
Man, that would be huge, because all the carbon that's not being absorbed by trees, and then, you know, we not that long ago we talked about some of the Amazon, the rainforest being cut down. That ecosystem down there is so important to how the rest of the planet survives with carbon. Yeah. And having so much carbon in the atmosphere is what's heating up the oceans.
Right. It's heating up
global impact.
Going up to Alaska yesterday, or was it yesterday?
Oh, right.
Anyway,
yeah.
Anchorage at 90 degrees, which is the first time on record. That's really hot for Alaska. Hello, it's Alaska. It's, where are we? 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey,
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's time to talk about your car. It's car, well, yeah, it is our version of Car Talk. Our auto expert is Nick Miles, and his website is ourautoexpert.com. He's a humble... I'm not only America's auto expert, the world's auto expert. And if you don't believe it, you can figure out where he is today. Are you somewhere grounded in the United States, or are you driving a car somewhere in Europe or Africa? Where are you?
I just got back from Germany, and I'm on my way to Hawaii. So it's not a bad life.
No, it's not a bad life at all. It's perfect. As long as you don't have anybody at home to go to, it's what makes good sense. You just keep moving.
Obviously, whoever's at home doesn't want me to go home, so there you go.
Congratulations on that one. All right, Tesla has rebounded from a bad first quarter. To what do you attribute the fact that they have produced 87,000 vehicles, actually delivered 95,000? They must have had a few on the rack. So is this a turn of events for Tesla? What do you think there, Pat?
I think it's temporary, my friend. I think it's temporary. Huge discounts. They're throwing discounts at their vehicles. That was the first thing. The second thing is, I think what's happening is a lot of these countries who are offering huge incentives to buy these vehicles, those incentives are drying up. These are for some people, it's the last chance to get their $7,000-$8,000 off of a Tesla vehicle. So I don't think it's going to be there all the time. I don't think it's going to be permanent. But let's see. At least it's a good month for them, and the people at Tesla still have jobs.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a good way of looking at it, a positive way of looking at it. Another thing, depending on whether you're in the car business or not, I guess if you don't like making payments, interesting, car owners are holding on to their cars longer, and that's affecting sales, as you can imagine. Although I think I saw somewhere that the automobile manufacturers were having a record year, so which is it, or is it both?
Well, I think record year could mean a lot of things. It is definitely profits. These companies are actually working out how to make these cars less expensively, more efficiently. They do that all the time, more introduction of these things. But at the same time, remember, car sales are cyclical. Americans keep hold of their trucks for 12 years, so they keep hold of them for a long time. And a lot of people, when the new truck comes out, when it came out 12 years ago, everyone goes, it's 12 years is up. We've had this vehicle, so there'll be certain years where we'll be buying like crazy. At the same time, the population of America isn't exploding, so there isn't more people to buy cars. And those millennials, they don't like to spend their money on anything but food and entertainment. So cars aren't in many of their futures.
Yeah. All right. So maybe I'm looking at my own situation. I keep a car. I buy the same brand of car every 2 years. I get a two-year-old. I keep it for 2 years. And I've done that for a number of years. Not so with my trucks on the farm. I've got a bunch of Fords. I've got 150, 250, 350, 450, 550. And I just got one of my 350 had 300 and some odd thousand miles on the engine. And the thing's all rusted out. So I decided to find another one. So that was a 1999. I got a 2004 with a 5.4 gas engine that's really smooth. Truck. I had to put brakes and a couple of things in it, but it's really quite a good truck. I don't want a new truck. I like these older trucks. Yeah, I mean,
new trucks can be crazy, my friend. I mean, you go buy a fully loaded HD truck now, and you're talking about $80,000 and a lot. Yeah.
I spent $6,000 for it. I spent $6,000 for this truck, and it runs great. And it's perfect for the farm. It's comfortable. It's a full cab, so the seat in the back, the dog rides in the back. It's very comfortable, frankly. Anyway,
I think most people know that vehicles lose up to half of their value in the first 5 years. So a lot of people wait until somebody else has paid all the value off of the truck and then they go buy it. But I think by the way, you just need a Ford 650 and then you have the complete set. You'll have all the Russian dolls together.
All right, so you were in BMW land. There's a new music. What is this noise BMW has created? What is this about?
Yeah, so Hans Zimmer has actually made the noise. It's interestingly enough, there's legislation coming in Europe which says that every electric vehicle has to make a noise because they're finding that pedestrians are they're not hearing or seeing cars and they're stepping out of the roadway. We use our ear. It's one of those sensors we tend to use, and the European Union has realized this. They're mandating the sound of cars under 21 miles an hour. They're going to have a sound with them. And interestingly enough, this new iVision Next M vehicle that BMW came out, this all-electric supercar, 600 horsepower, 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds. I saw it revealed in Munich last week. It's going to have a sound. So enjoy Hans Zimmer while you drive your new electric car.
And pay tribute to Lee Iacocca, who passed at the age of 94 this week. Thank you, Nick. Nick Miles, our auto.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.